A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Daf Lamed, Nida 30b, pagination is 60. We'll start in the wide lines on the 10th wide line, I believe. Middle of the line, Dorish Rabbi Simloi. Rabbi Simloi taught the following teaching regarding the fetus. And the first lines of his teaching describe the fetal position. L'moha v'lad dome, what is the child like? B'me'ei imo, in the womb. And he describes the position of the hands, of the feet, etc. Folded over. Mikupol, folded over. At the end of a line, upiv sasom v'tiboro pasuach, his mouth is closed, sealed shut, and the navel is open. The umbilical cord provides the food. He's eating based on what the mother eats. He's drinking hydration based on the mother. There's no excrement. Because there's the risk of killing the mother if that would keep coming out. There's no room for it. The womb is not equipped to do that. And therefore, the child receives, might compare it to the mun, perfectly developed food suited to it without anything extra. Once he leaves to the world, niftach hasasum, what was closed becomes open. Mouth opens, starts breathing, able to nurse. V'nistam ha-pasuach, and what was open becomes instantly closed. That's the navel. Shel malekein, if not for that, then yachalich yosafilo shoachas, he wouldn't be able to live even for a moment. We typically translate afilo shoachas, and there are those who have that expression in Asher Yotzar. It's not universal, but it is mentioned, and it's mentioned in Halacha as well as a text. Vitzofa umabit misofa olam ve'ad sofo, and during that time of the pregnancy, he's able to see from one end of the world to another. He's not totally encumbered by the physical. The soul is not totally locked in with the body. And he's able to see. Ve'al tetame, and don't take it as a wonderment, the Gemara says. Sharei odam yoshen kan v'ro chalom ba'aspamya. A person during sleep is able to dream like that, is able to envision things in other places. And there's no time that a person is more provided for than those days. Skipping two lines, and they teach him all the Torah. At the end of a line, three lines later, v'kevin shabala avir ha'olam, and when he enters the world, b'malach v'satru apiv, a malach comes and taps him by the mouth, u'meshak ha'kol ha'Torah kula, and he forgets all that he learnt in utero. And the question, of course, is, so then what was the purpose of learning it? And the Mefarshim say, because once you've learnt it once, you're not a stranger to it, and it's easier to learn the next time. So that's the relationship of in utero, the pregnancy time, to in this world, making the effort to learn that Torah. Likewise, the Chafetz Chaim taught that a person in this world should make sure to learn the breadth of Torah, even if he can't achieve perfect understanding, because in the next world, he'll have already learnt it on some level. And that's to a certain extent our purpose in Take 10 for Talmud, to get an overview of the Talmud. Don't be a stranger to it. Ve'ena yotze misham, and the fetus does not leave that pregnancy stage at Shemashbiyamoso until they make him make an oath. They adjure him. And that is described at the end of a line. Umawe hashivua Shemashbiyamoso. What is the oath? Tehi tzadik v'al tehi rasha. Accept upon yourself to be righteous and not wicked. And then, va'afilu kola olam kula omram lucha tzadik ato. And even if the whole world tells you you're a tzadik, you're a great person, haye be'enecha k'rasha. You should be in your own eyes like a rasha. Now, this does not mean that a person should envision themselves as wicked. That's not a good vision for oneself. It's not going to bring a person to a good place. In fact, the Mishnah in Avos says, "Al tirasha b'fnei atzmecha." But the Mefarshim say it means don't rest on your laurels. If everybody tells you you're a great tzaddik, you should still envision yourself as, according to the place that I am now, my field of vision has changed and I have much to accomplish. The purpose of life is to accomplish. So, whatever people's perceptions of you are, but you should realize that you have a new horizon, a little bit like driving in the dark. Your headlights illuminate the few feet ahead of you, and those few feet continue to change, enabling you to progress. And you should know that Hashem is Tahar, and His attendants are tahar, pure. Uneshama shenasan b'cha tahora, and the neshama that's within you is tahar. Imata meshamra b'tayra mutav. If you preserve it in purity, so be it. V'im lav harein enot lo mimcha, and if not, I'm going to take it away from you. Now, this is a little advanced. What's the wording? Is this just the concept of scharva onesh, or there's another level on which this could be understood? If you preserve it in purity, it's yours. It'll be in sync with your mission, with what was meant to be. And if not, it separates from the person. It's not in sync. Tanedvei Rabbi Shmuel. The simple understanding is that it's scharva onesh, reward and punishment. Person who sullies the neshama doesn't deserve it. So Rabbi Shmuel taught, Moshe l'kohen shemosa truma la'ama oretz. It's comparable to a kohen that gave teruma to an unlettered person. Va'omar lo, he told him, im ata meshamra b'tayra mutav, if you guard the teruma in purity good, Vimlav harinisorfalufanecha, and if not, it becomes tamei, and I'm going to burn it in front of you. So our job is to guard the neshama, help it progress, and this is the concept that's touched upon in the bracha that we say every morning. Elokai neshama shanasata bi tahorahi, the neshama that you Hashem granted to me is pure. And we have a description here from Rabbi Simloi about that transition stage as a person goes from the womb to the world as we know it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.